me on. Hi, everybody.
Hey, Leo.
Hi.
Sup? Oh, my God.
Can you hear us, Carlos? You can speak.
Can you hear me?
Can you hear us, Carlos?
I can hear you.
Okay, good.
Can you hear me?
No.
I can hear you now.
You can?
I heard Reverend Britt say, can you hear me?
Okay.
My Unity of New York family, this is Carly, as Reverend Carlos. I am your brother. I am your friend. I am a reflection of you as you are of me, and we are of the Almighty One. I am so grateful to be with you this morning on this first October Sunday. As many of you know, or most of you know, I'm an October baby. So happy my birthday, everybody. The next time you see me in November, I will have completed 73 cycles of the earth around the sun. The very fact that I am still alive is awesome and amazing and miraculous. I am not still here in the land of the living in this physical realm because of my diet or my exercise program. Trust me. I'm here because of the grace of the Almighty One who loves me with such a love that it is indescribable. I am so grateful not only for Unity of New York, but I am so grateful for the entire Unity movement. Through the teachings and through the offerings of Chuck and Murdy Fillmore, I have been given a new understanding, a new concept of what and who God, the Eternal One, is, and I am forever grateful. As you know, I was programmed into believing, as many were, that God was more like a person in the sky who was observing everything we did and taking down notes as to how we passed or failed at living a life that was worthy of his love. It was always a he and his love. I grew up in a spiritual religious community that believed that God had base human, base humanness, almost animalistic at times. That if you please me, I will bless you. If you displease me, I will curse you. This was the God concept I was programmed with. God far away, above the clouds. God taking notes. God who would undeniably bless me if I did it right. And a God who would undeniably curse me if I got it wrong. But yay, God. One day my mama took a trip and came home because her friend had taken her to a Unity church. You know, God is an idea. God is a concept. And the idea and the concept that God is far beyond defining and describing. Yet as human beings operating through a brain, we must define and we must describe. And so my God was the God that had been defined and described through me. But when I began to open up the books that my mom got from the Unity bookstore, such texts as Discover the Power Within You by Reverend Eric Butterworth, I wept. Because I was being offered through the teachings of Unity an opportunity to expand and to change and to evolve my concept of God. This is a gift that I will never, ever stop being grateful for. It changed the very vibration of my body temple. It electrified my heart and electrified my soul. It caused my spirit to dance because Charles and Myrtle, or Chuck and Murdy as I like to call them, offered me a God of love and a God that was not absent, but was here right now, present, and a heaven that was not a coming attraction, but was the current event through those books, I began to be expanded and changed to the core by their concepts and their ideas of God, which they offered to me if I would care to share them. Such concepts and ideas that God is omnipotence being omnipotent, that God is omniscience being omniscient, that God was omnipresent everywhere, all the time, all at once. These ideas and concepts healed my broken heart, and they took away my fear, and they gave me a new God. Each of us has our own God. None of us shares precisely the same God. We are in relationship with the God of our own understanding, as the 12-step programs put it. Who is the God of your understanding? That is for you to know. And perhaps I will never find out. But I love sharing with you the God of my understanding that has been developed and shaped and improved and widened and expanded and evolved through the teachings of this and like ministries. I love knowing that God is everywhere present and is love itself. It quickens the very cells of my body to sit back and breathe deeply and remember the truth that is true forever, that there is only one presence and one power in the universe and in my life, and that that one power and one presence is God, the good, all-powerful. I am so grateful that this organization, this unity, has brought into my heart a unity with a new concept of God, and therefore a new God. I just can't stop thanking God enough. In finding unity, I found me, not the frightened me, not the alone me, not the worried me, not the concerned me that I used to be. I found a reason to stand tall and breathe deeply, and to know that I am loved with a heavenly love. We all have our own God. Yours is who you say it is, and mine is who I say it is. And because of the teachings of Unity Worldwide Ministries, I have a new God and an endearing relationship with my God. I don't know how many others of you are like me, but there is not a day that goes by, I do declare, that I do not repeat as a mantra to myself, there is only one presence and one power in the universe and in my life, God the good. There is not a moment, not a day in my life that I do not take several moments out of that day to shut my eyes and shut my mouth and be still and know I am is. I am is omnipotent, all power, omniscience, all knowing, omnipresence, everywhere, all the time, all at once. For me, speaking about the concepts is not enough. Listening to others speak of the concepts is not enough. Hearing beautiful songs with lyrics that uplift these concepts is not enough. Reading books about them is not enough. Attending classes about them is not enough. You see, I've been informed that there is a big fat difference between knowing about God and knowing God. And I, brothers and sisters, am not a guy who is ever going to be satisfied to go to a smorgasbord table and have one of the offerings be, you can know about God, while another tray offers, you can know God, and choose to feast on knowing about God. I want to devour every morsel of the food that feeds me to better know God. And so I will always credit and bow down to Chuck and Murdy for feeding my soul. My kids did not want to hear about Disneyland. They wanted to go there. They did not want to just see videos of the roller coasters. They wanted to get on one. What they wanted with Disneyland and the rides is what I want with my God. A deeper and closer association. Every day deeper, every day sweeter, on purpose. I want to know that I know that I know that I know that I am the beloved of God, in whom God is well pleased. I am not satisfied to see a light streaking through the sky that perhaps could be a ship from another plane. No, brothers and sisters, what I want is direct contact. I want a close encounter of a third kind. I want to know what Jesus knew. I and my Father are one. If this is available, why would I choose anything less? If it is available to me to have an intimate relationship with the Creator of all creation, with the one who created me, I want to go for it. I take plenty of Selahs, and there is not a day that goes by that I do not meditate. Take time for station identification to remind myself that this life I am living is not sponsored by me or my manipulations of the surround. That this life I am living is sponsored by the Almighty One who created me to be alive while I live and to know that I live forever. I want to cuddle up next to God and be held and rocked and to have sweet nothings be whispered into my ear. I want God as the first love of my life, above and beyond any others whom I love as loves of my life. I want direct contact. And it is available. Yet if it is to be, it is up to me. I once had someone in my life who claimed to love me dearly, to adore and cherish me. Yet never did they desire to spend time with me or to share with me or to hold me gently. They just liked the idea of loving me. That's not what I want. Not with any of you whom I love, and certainly not with my Creator whom I adore. I want intimacy. God has called me by God's name. The name of God is I Am. And each time I identify myself, I identify me by beginning with the name of God. And whatever I follow the name of God with is who I get to experientially be. There have been times in my life where I have followed I Am with I am afraid of what's going on in this world. I am afraid that everything is collapsing. I'm afraid that I might not make it, or that my church might not make it, or that my family might not make it, or that my place of employment might not make it. And when I speak those words, I get to live in the experience of anxiety and fear that they bring to me. On the other hand, when I follow the I Am with such words as, I am blessed, I get to feel blessed. I am the light of the world. I get to be light. I am the love of God. I get to be the love of God. I am the power of God. I get to be the power of God. I am the presence of God. I get to experientially be the presence of God. I want this and nothing less. I want to live in the statement that Jesus made, which I have given as my scripture this morning. I and God are one. This is what I'm working on. The transformation of my mind from fear to faith, from retaliation to response, from worry to security. I want direct contact, a close encounter of a third kind. I want that with my Creator. I want it with this ministry, Unity of New York. And I want it with each of you. And I love that as the years go by and we continue to commune and to grow and to stretch and to evolve together our God concept, that this is taking place. We are in direct contact. I am so grateful. I am so hopeful. My cup runneth over with faith that the universe is conspiring to bless us, and that even sometime when it appears that things are falling apart, they're really coming together at a higher level. Happy birthday to me. Born again and again and again and again into deeper and wider and higher concepts and ideas of who we are and of whose we are. God is in heaven. Heaven is in you. Holy is your name. God wants you to know you have nothing to fear and that there's nothing and no one to blame. You've been informed. Your captivity is over. You've been informed. In truth, you're free. That's a close encounter of a third kind. Peace and love, sisters. Peace and love, brothers. Peace and love, reflections of my own self. I adore you. Amen.
I am the soul. I am the light divine. I am love. I am fixed design. I am as God created me. That is all I'll ever be. I am created in the image of the One. God is all I'm living for, and I'm the one whom God adores, and our light shines brighter than the sun. It is not enough for me to know this by having heard it or spoken of it. My true, eternal, immortal self. I want direct contact. I access it now. A close encounter of the third kind with my true self. The eternal and invulnerable one, created in the image of the Almighty One. This is who and what I am. I go inside, remembering here and now that all space is inner space. Here in the inner space of my being, the Shining One awaits. I am that Shining One, a cosmic being. I have heard this. I have spoken this. And now I seek direct contact with the truth of my being and the safety that truth provides. I breathe into my heart, making direct contact with all I am and will forever be. Direct contact with the created one of the one creator. That is, I am. Here in the place of this close encounter, peace.